Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning
such
show.
Such a rockin' band. I'm like,
How was your drive in?
Good.
Because you got a really good picture.
Oh, did you post the picture already?
Almost.
Or
I'm almost ready.
You're hashtagging the heck out of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't see anything.
Yeah, I think it's still. Oh, here's Vinny right here. It's still. I mean, at least partially covered. I don't know how long it's going to be covered for. I don't know what the deal is.
I want to play that song.
What's happening?
I want to, remember the song? I wanted that covered,
Blue
the Blue Moon.
Moon. Right.
I wanted
right.
that 1950s version.
Right. The Marcells. You found it.
Yeah, the Marcells. That's the one. Like from.
Oh, here he comes. Here he comes.
Yeah. You used to hear on Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Right.
All the 50s show.
She wants to hear the Marcells
right
version
now?
Of Blue Moon. Yeah.
It's gone now, though. The moon is.
But we're talking about it right now.
Oh, no, I understand. But
what do you mean it's gone?
I saw it bright red.
Yeah.
Looked super neat.
Yeah.
Then it was gone.
It's totally uncovered?
As in, like black. Like there wasn't anything up there. I didn't see it. I don't know if I hit a cloud cover or...
Or it just got so dark in the shadow.
I don't know.
Where were you when you saw it?
Well, I saw it from my kitchen. Well, it was still just a full moon at that point, but from my kitchen at 3 a.m.
Oh.
And then it was right out my kitchen window. In fact, I took a picture, and you know what? These cameras don't.
No, they don't.
Photograph the moon. You need like a.
You know, it's just
Mount Palomar telescope.
You
or
need
something.
I got a decent picture of it over Coit Tower right when it got. Finished being completely covered. When I got up at 4, it was just the tiniest color, like just the tiniest little corner of it. Mm-hmm. Like at 11 o'clock was covered, and by the time I left, it was almost. But then by the time I got to work, it was fully covered. But I guess that it's not. You know how like when you see an eclipse of the sun, like the sun and the moon are about the same size in space, and so when they crossed over one over the other, mm-hmm. it seemed they're just about the same size. So it's covered, and then suddenly it starts to reveal right away. I think maybe the Earth's shadow is bigger on the moon, and so it takes longer for it to. Maybe that's why you couldn't see it at all. It was just totally covered because it was still high enough up in the sky. It was way over Coit Tower. I stopped at Battery and down at Levi's Plaza. Got a cute picture of it. I put it up on my Instagram.
The moon looked cute this morning.
I didn't hashtag it. It did look cute. Look all rosy.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
I can't wait to see the picture.
Yeah.
Well, and there'll be, I'm sure, really good pictures
Totally. I'm sure there's pictures out. Scott Budman probably posted a picture.
In its bright red glory.
Well, even when I pulled up at Levi's Plaza, there were, I would say, 3 or 4 at least people there who had what looked like professional rigs.
Oh.
And it was, you know, and I think it's because Coit Tower's right there. Like, my picture has Coit Tower in the picture all lit up.
That is a great picture.
Isn't it neat? I mean, it's...
That is such a good picture.
You can kind of make it out. I think it's because the camera could focus on Coit Tower. Because I tried to take pictures of it this morning, and it's just a glowing...
That is such a good picture.
Thank you, Yuzhada.
I love that Coit Tower is all lit up. And then the moon is right there.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how pretty it was. I'm like, I have to stop. I'm going to pull in.
Yeah, but tons of people are posting pictures.
Yeah.
All really good pictures and colors and everything.
Yeah, awesome. People with good equipment. But I don't know how long it's going to be covered for. I heard like an hour. So, I don't know.
So no Blue Moon song, huh?
Oh, no. I guess he couldn't find it.
Or... Well, I don't know.
He ran out.
He was here and then he split.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just sick of us.
Ask him to do one thing.
Well, I asked him to do 20, so.
There you go.
Oh, here he's back. Oh, he's back.
We don't typically play third-party audio in the Lost 30.
Oh.
Since the
because of the Facebook Live.
I'm not
going to
worry about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry about that.
Yeah, it's right. Once in a lifetime. What are you cackling about?
Yeah, I know the song because it's from Happy Days, but the way the guy selling that bum 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 bum.
It was a different day, buddy.
It was awesome.
He's already
laughing. He's already God, Hooman, get in there.
Yeah, Hooman, he's got to have it pulled up.
All right, let me see.
Yeah, let's see if Hooman can do it.
There was another song. Vinny, remember you were saying yesterday, Fats Domino, and people were saying, oh, that's, oh, remember they used to sing I Found My Thrills on Blueberry Hills?
Oh, yeah.
That was Richie's song.
Richie always sang that when he'd make out with Mary Beth or whatever.
Sweet Knees.
Is that what he called
it? Turn up.
Blue Moon.
Good job, Hooman.
I love music like this.
I know. It's wonderful. I remember when I was a kid, every year we had to do a dance festival. And so every class and every grade would have to do something.
Like a little routine?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so we had to do, one year we did a 50s theme. And so, you know, you got a poodle skirt and your little scarf and your
saddle
sweater,
shoes and your hair in a ponytail.
And, you know, we had to do the dancing. It was so fun. I love those dance
in front
festivals.
Of all the school,
uh-huh. And anyone that would come, parents and stuff.
Yeah. Aww.
We did country. We had like a
were you 60s. Like in the dance troupe or something?
No,
or like
it, every
club?
Class had to do. We had dance class Thursday.
Oh,
Mrs. Dwyer.
Oh.
And so we had partners. We had a partner up with every week.
Who was your partner?
It was different every time.
Oh.
One day, our 1 year, I got the cutest boy.
Oh.
In the...
He played Danny to your Sandy?
Yes, exactly. And then one boy, I got the boy that was really stinky.
Oh.
And I felt so bad for him, and I felt bad for me. Like, he just didn't have deodorant or something. He was just really stinky, but he was a nice kid.
Yeah, kids don't know. Just, they cross over.
I didn't say anything.
Used to the way they smell. And...
Yeah.
Tell us your dance story, Sarah.
I don't have a... I mean, when I was a little girl, I took dance lessons.
You did?
But not through the school. We did square dancing in gym class. That was fun.
Yeah.
But I don't... Do you have a dance story?
No.
Yeah.
No,
I think we even did, like, when Saturday Night Fever came out, we had to do Saturday Night Fever theme.
The missus told me a story once, and I thought about how it must be for little girls, because just listening to her story, I thought, God, that's so weird. I always had my best friends, so we were always a crew, right? Yeah. She had these friends, and they were going to do this dance in front of the whole class for the, what do they call those things? The
talent show?
Whatever, right? So mm-hmm. they gather... Mm-hmm. They come up with a dance. She's like, we practiced at my house even. And then they threw me out of the dance group. And
what?
I'm all, what?
Oh, so she was a crappy dancer?
I don't know. I think it was more like little girl politics than it was.
Little girls can be harsh.
So yeah, she's
it's
like,
hard. Girls is
they
a real
threw
thing.
Me out of mm-hmm. the group. And we were practicing at my house. And I'm all, wow,
that sucks.
That's cold. And then she said,
can scar you for life.
Her revenge was
that girls do.
They were awful. So she was so glad in the audience as they were terrible and, you know, not good that she was like,
I'm not associated
dodge
with
that
them.
Bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's that can't be something you're looking forward to. The whole navigating the little girl world. It's actually a lot easier for little boys. Things are pretty straightforward. Girls are politics from kindergarten.
Yeah.
Hey.
I remember when I was little, what?
Oh, go ahead, you first.
Real quick, that me and my girlfriend, my best friend, tried out for cheerleading, and they said, they pulled me aside, and they said, we want you to be on the squad, but we don't want your girlfriend. And I was, like, crushed. Oh. Oh, we did everything together. And I said, I didn't go. I said, if you're not going to have her on, then I'm.
Look
I can't.
At you.
Wow.
That's the.
Well, I mean, come on.
I don't know. I'm telling you, that's
it
not actually normal.
Might have been
normal
the end of
among
that friendship.
Yeah. Little girls.
I
often you
that.
See the opposite.
Right.
Bye, one Felicia.
Exactly.
What were you going to say, Human?
I'm dying to know how that lunch was yesterday at Kokari.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It was delicious. It was Kokari.
Did you eat the normal stuff?
Got all the regular stuff.
Did David like everything?
He did seem to. It was funny because we said, let's order a couple appies, as Susan calls them. Let's just get a bunch of appies. And so we ordered a couple of usual things. Then he just started like naming everything off the appetizer list. So everything came. And then, an hour later, I thought we were done and wrapping things up. And then he orders some chicken.
A meal?
He wanted more food.
Oh.
So.
Well, he was hopping a plane.
Yeah.
So I think he was looking at it like, I'm not eating again until I get home.
So he got here and then left immediately?
He got here last night and he...
what's today? Wednesday? He got here Monday night.
He got here Monday night.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Monday night. And we went to lunch with him yesterday. Uh-huh. And then he...
Split.
Said, they
well,
actually
I gotta go catch a plane.
Said goodbye and... Bolted. And hot-footed it down the sidewalk 20 feet
right.
ahead of us.
We were on the same sidewalk, and they were just pulling away. I'm like, all right, bye.
So he was clearly going to miss that plane of his and didn't want to.
Yeah.
So.
Or just
well,
didn't want to walk
the
bus on the way back.
Well.
Yeah, I know. We were done.
No, he was cool.
He's nice. Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's got good vision. Mm-hmm. We're, psyched about Entercom. So.
Do you think he had lunch with any other morning shows?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
No. I'm going to say no.
He did have a breakfast earlier. I mean, I was like, good. We'll just have a super light
That was with the sales
lunch.
Guys, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
The money.
No, I don't think he was with any other morning shows. But it was, some of those conversations we've had. No offense to him. Mm-hmm. He's new. But we've had those conversations 20 times.
Right.
And nothing happens.
So, well,
nothing
right.
ever happens.
Yeah. Up till...
We even said that at the thing. We're like, this is all, great to talk about, but we've had these conversations. And
no offense.
We're hoping that things will be a little different now.
Yeah. Don't turn the page.
Right.
Right. One of the questions is the same question. It's come up a million times, and it was just, and everyone went, and it's the same, like, aghast. But really? And we were just like, yeah, man, the podcast has been a weird thing that we haven't been able to figure out for years.
Right.
I really hope someone...
Well, our part of it's figured out.
Yeah.
We do it.
Right.
So, we're not in charge of selling the thing or making money off of it if they,
They should really read, and I know he works for another company, but Maddie.
Yes.
Our old producer guy.
Right.
He posts a lot of articles about podcasts.
He's
and about how to make
the
money
national
off of them.
Podcast guy
he's,
for another
he's
company.
He's huge. He posts a lot on LinkedIn. I always read his articles.
Mm-hmm. No, he's actually pretty much, in fact, when he left here, he went to one of the first sort of gatherers of podcasts. I mean,
that went away, didn't it?
I believe it did. Stitcher was the name of it.
Yeah, they got bought.
Oh, who are they around still?
But anyway. They might still be around.
He just became he was in on the ground floor. In fact, it was his idea to do The Secret Show. I sat down with lunch
everything about
with him
podcasting.
And he said, you should do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right. But so he does. He's like an expert on it. And they should,
look into him.
Look into him.
Well, however they solve the problem.
Right.
I don't care solve it.
Yeah.
I just hope that conversation amounts to something.
Did you guys get dessert?
No.
We did not.
Actually, it was funny. We were just jabber-jawing away. And then he goes, you know what? Sorry, I gotta catch my plane. And it was like, boom.
Oh, okay.
The whole
over.
Thing was over.
And I'm sure you guys are like, great.
Yeah.
Well,
we're out.
It was a nice long lunch.
What time did you leave there?
1:15 or so?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got
what
home
time
at
did
3.
I text you?
I don't know.
It was something? I went to lunch. I went and saw Marshall and his team.
Oh, yeah. How was the visit down
Sarah
to?
Sarah Beth. And Sarah Beth. She's from North Carolina.
Oh, Sarah Beth from North Carolina.
Yeah, she's very nice. And then Laura is the other lady. So me, Rebecca, and Michelle, the team, went there.
You went down to the Fairmont San Jose because that's where we're doing our secret
space.
Show.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day, keep listening for your chance at tickets.
Yeah. So that was good.
How's the space? Looks great. It's...
Unfortunately, what was going on is we went there for a site visit, and then the site was taken by a meeting.
Oh. So I just sat on the chair out front because I had already seen it from years before. And so we had to get permission from the people renting the room to go in there. So Rebecca and Michelle took a quick peek, and that was kind of it.
Mm.
Yeah, it was
not
a little
bad
awkward.
Scheduling, right? I mean,
yeah,
you could have gone
it was last
day.
Minute booking, and well, you know, right. they need to make money. So,
sure.
So we talked for a while, and then we went to lunch at the Bay Club, and that's where when the girls asked me, "What about the lunch?" And I go, "Oh, I forgot about that. Let me text Vinny. Hold on."
Yeah, it was. It was fine. It went well. It was, you know, exactly what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Just a friendly get to know you. He told us about him. We told him about us, and. Mm-hmm.
When do you get to meet the CEO?
Never. Not that often.
So that was pretty cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he's cool. He's actually a really cool guy.
Yeah. Very nice.
Well-traveled, very smart.
Yeah. He seems young. How old do you think he is?
He's 55, he said.
Oh, he looks young.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does. Well, and, you know, we got in a whole long conversation about, you know, what your expectations are for your physical form as you get older. And I mean, it was great. We had it was a good conversation. And Susan and David... did a lot of talking. Vinny and I sat very quietly.
They're good.
Yeah.
As you should.
It was good. Michael was quiet the whole meal.
Was he really?
Very.
Ah.
Yeah, we all just sort of took it all in. Mm-hmm. Heard the thing. It was
hey, cool. I made our point about the podcast, so for sure.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was kidding when I said we didn't talk.
I took...
Because Vinny was there, so there was plenty of...
Exactly. You could just sit there and eat, Sarah.
I did.
No, you said stuff, you liar.
When I got asked stuff, I did.
Sorry, human.
It's all
your
right.
Turn.
I took Sarah's picture. I pimped it out, everyone.
Oh,
it's on the Alice 973 Instagram now.
This is the moon.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Believe me, there's going to be a million pictures.
I brought out the reds.
But human will have fixed this one up beautifully.
Yeah. It's right next to Great Tower.
I can't wait to see the picture. I think we posted the same picture.
Yeah.
So I want to see mine compared to yours.
It's very different.
Oh. My kid posted one, too. It's cute.
Yeah, Hooman, great job.
Oh, Hooman. Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
I know, right? Can you believe those are the same pictures?
I can't.
What's that other thing? Like, down here, it looks...
It's just a light. Post, light post. I didn't want to crop it out. I looked at the picture from six different angles, and I'm like, I got to leave that light.
You're an artist.
Yes, you are an artist. Oh, my goodness.
Social networking artist.
Wow.
I hope that you are adding this new title to your resume.
Not
that you need a resume.
Oh, Hooman came up yesterday.
Not that you're going anywhere.
Hooman came up at the meeting yesterday about, you know, because he had called Kukari and made sure that we got the best table and let them know
that
we were coming. And David Field, our CEO, says, who's this Hooman? What does he do?
I said, what'd you say?
I go, technically, he's our phone screener.
Yeah.
But we had just talked about how well-connected he was, and he's like, your phone screener. He's the most well-connected.
And Susan goes, he's not young.
Yeah.
He's not young?
Because you'd think a phone screener would be an 18-year-old intern or something, you know? But it was funny. So we talked all about everybody on the show and how wonderful
you guys are. Did you talk
you
about me?
No, you didn't come up at all.
That's me.
No, we talked about the whole
Where's
team and how
I know.
Shut up and how amazing everyone is and how happy and proud we are of this show.
How we want to stick together.
Right. And I kept looking up like expecting you guys to come around the corner, but you never did.
Hooman, you never made it.
Hooman and Bryn did.
I was here,
the bar.
But I was alone. Yuzette was gone. Bryn was gone. I'm like, do I do this by myself? No.
I think you should have. Just come over and, you know, greeted us.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
I think you know very well.
Take their order.
All right, KLZ HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's hump day. Let's do this thing. See you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.